relax. So, and I've written it down so I can get it. So, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how you introduce these things. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it has been brought to the attention of the establishment that several questions of a metaphysical nature remain unanswered. So here, for the first time this evening, the second time ever spoken, and the third time ever considered, probably, the matter I propose to make clear to you, which has hitherto remained a mystery, is the parable of the lamp.
Ooh.
Good response. And for this matter, we are extremely indebted to John Hughes and Julia Tyndale for discovering this mystery. So, anyway, blah, blah, blah. Many moons ago, when meteorology was in its infancy and weather was predicted by gazing at the stars, such as the Michael Fish constellation, a young caveman named Beef Crowning was hunting up and gathering on the plains of the African savannah. Sometime between 10,000 and 400,000 years ago, Beef stumbled across a lamp, which is strange, it hadn't really been invented. "What's this?" said Beef, rubbing the mud off the lamp. And out popped a genie. Beef looked confused. So did the genie. The genie. "Are we still in the middle of the Pliocene period?"
Beef.
"Unfortunately, yes," said Beef. "And because I'm 2,331, 416 years ahead of my time, it does get pretty dull around here." "No matter, an anatomically correct Homo sapiens sapiens. It is my pleasure to grant you three wishes." After his initial surprise and delight at the genie's offer, Beef realised he must be very careful not to squander his wishes on fast cars, etc. "Only I had more wishes," thought Beef, and his highly developed brain sprang into action.
Beef.
"I wish for infinite wishes," said Beef. The genie looked sorrowful. "I'm afraid I can't do that," he said. "Section 3, paragraph 2 of the Good Genie Handbook strictly prohibits me meta wishes." "Ooh, what's a meta wish?" said Beef. "You've still got a trace of archaic Homo sapiens about you, haven't you? A meta wish is quite clearly a wish about wishes." "Oh, that's a shame," said Beef, stamping his feet. "Three wishes just aren't enough. What can anyone do with three wishes?" "Well," said the genie, "I don't like to see anyone as disappointed as you. And besides, meta wishes are my favourite kind of wishes. Let me see if there's something I can do." So the genie pulled out of his robe another lamp exactly half the size of the original. In a second, the genie had rubbed the lamp and out popped a second genie. "I am the meta genie of the meta lamp. You summoned me, O genie. What is your wish?" "I have a special wish to make of you, O meta genie. I wish for permission to grant any type of wish for the duration of one wish. Could you do this for me?" "I'll have to send it through the proper channels, of course," said the meta genie. "One half second, please." And the meta genie pulled out another lamp exactly half the size of the original. Rubbed it and out propped a meta genie. Now, we could continue this all the way to infinity, but of course we'd miss the disco and probably Christmas too. So suffice it to say that each genie asking a meta genie the same request, with each genie taking half the time of the previous genie, and so after a finite amount of time, the requester reaches all the way to infinity and beyond. Then the response was passed all the way back in a similar fashion, each level taking twice as long as the previous, until it reached the grant you any wish you want, including a wish about wishes. Oh, thank you, Genie, said Biff. But my curiosity has been provoked. Tell me, Genie, do any of the metagenies ever make a mistake and garble the message as it moves up and down the chain of requests? Well, said the Genie, this does happen from time to time, and is in fact the most common cause of a meta-wish not being granted. You see, the chances of are infinitesimal that a particular garbling will occur at a particular time. However, because there are an infinite number of links in the chain, it is virtually certain that a garbling will happen somewhere.
Ooh.
interesting and important lecture, because the information will be useful to you later on and you'll be asked questions about it. So, back to the pantomime and Act 3.